The list, 26 GOP senators, 97 House Republicans ask for more foreign workers to fill U.S. jobs. By John Binder on January 28, 2020. 123 Republicans in the Senate and House are pleading with the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Chad Wolf to bring more foreign workers to the United States to compete against working-class Americans for jobs. In a letter to Wolf, 26 Republican senators and 97 Republican House members joined 66 Senate and House Democrats in demanding DHS allow businesses to bring in additional roughly 30,000 foreign workers on the H-2B visa program to take non-agricultural blue-collar U.S. jobs. Every year, U.S. companies are allowed to import 66,000 low-skilled H-2B foreign workers to take blue-collar, non-agricultural jobs. For some time, the H-2B visa program has been used by businesses to bring in cheaper foreign workers and has contributed to blue-collar Americans having their wages undercut. We urge DHS to release the maximum number of additional visas without delay, the senators and House members wrote. These vital American businesses depend on the expeditious release of a sufficient number of additional visas. The 26 GOP senators who signed the letter include Senator Mike Rounds, RSD. Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC. Senator Tom Tillis, RNC. Senator James Risch, RID. Senator Dan Sullivan, RAK. Senator Lisa Murkowski, RAK. Senator Rod Portman, RO. Senator Roy Blunt, RMO. Senator Mike Entsi, RY. Senator Cory Gardner, RCO. Senator John Cornyn, RTX. Senator Bill Cassidy, RLA. Senator Mike Crapo, RID. Senator John Barrasso, RY. Senator John Thune, RSD. Senator James Lankford, ROK. Senator Susan Collins, Army. Senator Pat Roberts, RKS. Senator Todd Young, RN. Senator Jerry Moran, RKS. Senator Kevin Cramer, RND. Senator Roger Wicker, RNS. Senator Pat Toomey, RPA. Senator Tim Scott, RSC. Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith, RMS. Senator Rand Paul, RKY. The 97 Republican House members who signed the letter include Representative Andy Harris, RMD. Representative Jack Bergman, Army. Representative Steve Chabot, RO. Representative John Curtis, RUT. Representative Pete Stauber, RMN. Representative Lloyd Smucker, RPA. Representative Dan Bishop, RNC. Representative Bruce Westerman, ROZ. Representative Paul Mitchell, Army. Representative Mike Gallagher, RY. Representative Van Taylor, RTX. Representative Dan Newhouse, RWE. Representative Glenn Grothman, RY. Representative Joe Wilson, RSC. Representative Mike Bost, REL. Representative Doug Collins, RGA. Representative Darren Soto, RFL. Representative Dusty Johnson, RSD. Representative Scott Tipton, RCO. Representative Michael Guest, RMS. Representative Peter King, RNY. Representative Roger Marshall, RKS. Representative Tom Emmer, RMN. Representative Neil Dunn, RFL. Representative Elise Stefan Sick, RNY. Representative Jeff Van Drew, RNJ. Representative Glenn Thompson, RPA. Representative Jody Isay, RGA. Representative Ralph Abraham, RLA. Representative Barry Loudermilk, RGA. Representative Clay Higgins, RLA. Representative David Drowser, RNC. Representative Buddy Carter, RGA. Representative Tom Rice, RSC. Representative Greg Stube, RFL. Representative Guy Rees-Kentheler, RPA. Representative John Molinar, Army. Representative Kelly Armstrong, RND. Representative Trent Kelly, RMS. Representative Warren Davidson, RO. Representative Anthony Gonzalez, RO. Representative Kay Granger, RTX. Representative David Joyce, RO. Representative Droy Balderson, RO. Representative Ron Estes, RKS. Representative French Hill, RR. Representative Carol Miller, RWV. Representative Bob Latta, RO. Representative Ken Buck, RCO. Representative Billy Long, RMO. Representative Bob Gibbs, RO. Representative Thomas Massey, RKY. Representative Brett Guthrie, RKY. Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY. Representative Andy Barr, RKY. Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, ROK. Representative Brad Winstrup, RO. Representative Steve Womack, RR. Representative Hal Rogers, RKY. Representative Frank Lucas, ROK. Representative Garrett Graves, RLA. Representative Doug Lamborn, RCO. Representative Jamie Herrera Butler, RWE. Representative Ann Wagner, RMO. Representative Stephen Palazzo, RMS. Representative Greg Murphy, RNC. Representative Bill Johnson, RO. Representative Don Young, RAK. Representative Larry Bouchon, RN. Representative Tim Wahlberg, RME. Representative Virginia Fox, RNC. Representative Chris Stewart, RUT. Representative David McKinley, RWV. Representative Vicky Hartzler, RMO. Representative Steve Stivers, RO. Representative Bill Huizinga, RME. Representative Blaine Ludkemeyer, RMO. Representative Bill Flores, RTX. Representative John Shimkus, REL. Representative Susan Brooks, RN. Representative Tom Cole, ROK. Representative Roger Williams, RTX. Representative John Rutherford, RFL. Representative Fred Keller, RPA. Representative Rob Woodall, RGA. Representative Ted Yoho, RFL. Representative Rodney Davis, REL. Representative Mike McCall, RTX. Representative Patrick McHenry, RNC. Representative Morgan Griffith, RVA. Representative Fred Upton, RME. Representative Brian Mast, RFL. Representative Pete Olson, RTX. Representative John Carter, RTX. Representative Mike Simpson, RID. Representative Mike Turner, RO. Representative Rob Whitman, RVA. The letter is in contrast to President Donald Trump's tightening of the labor market, which has secured historic wage hikes for blue-collar and working-class Americans, as Breitbart News reported. In November, the bottom 25% of wage earners saw their wages rise 4.5% compared to November 2018. These bottom-tier workers, those earning less than all other Americans, have secured a labor market that now resembles the labor market of top-tier workers, a result of less low-skilled foreign competition against Americans. The long list of elected Republicans who are asking for more H-2B foreign workers comes as Republican and Democrat Senators Richard Blumenthal, Tom Cotton, Dianne Feinstein, Chuck Grassley, and Dick Durbin have asked DHS not to bring any more foreign workers to the U.S. through the low-skilled visa program. In 2019, former DHS Secretaries Kirstjen Nielsen and Kevin McAleenan each approved 30,000 additional H-2B foreign visa workers for businesses to bring to the U.S. to take blue-collar jobs, all of which Americans can be recruited to take. Today, federal employment data reveal that there is no labor shortage of working and middle-class Americans who want a job. As of December 2019, there are more than 11 million Americans either unemployed, underemployed, or out of the workforce, all of whom want full-time employment. The H-2B visa program has been widely used by businesses to drag down the wages of American workers in landscaping, conservation work, the meatpacking industry, the construction industry, and fishing jobs, a 2019 study from the Center for Immigration Studies finds. When comparing the wages of H-2B foreign workers to the national wage average for each blue-collar industry, about 21 out of 25 of the industries offered lower wages to foreign workers than Americans. In the construction industry, wage suppression is significant, with H-2B foreign workers being offered more than 20% less than their American counterparts. In the fishing industry, foreign workers were offered more than 30% less for their jobs than Americans in the field. In the meatpacking industry, foreign workers got 23% less pay than Americans. Late last year, The Labor Department banned a South Dakota construction company from using the H-2B visa program after they discovered the employer was importing foreign workers in order to cut labor costs, then forcing those foreign workers to pay for their own housing, visa fees, and transportation costs, all of which are supposed to be covered by H-2B visa employers. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.